It's time for a podcast from JW, Anna, and Friends.
103.9985 MyPigRadio.com. The Morning Show, John, Anna, and Friends on this Thursday morning, October 29th. And, of course, The Morning Show is brought to you in part by Millway Credit Union. They are stronger, smarter, and sensible. And they're good people. And they're your locally owned financial institution. And our friends, guests from the community today come in from LifeNet. We've got Tina Bell and Jarrett Nall. Tina's been in here before.
She's one of our favorites.
That's right. Jared's in here for the first time, but it's all great. They're here to talk about, among other things, the fact that it is World Stroke Day, and we want to talk about how maybe you can prevent this from happening in the first place, and
right.
Then what to do if it actually does occur, and some other things about LifeNet that can be very valuable to
yes.
you in any instance, whether you're having an emergency for that or something else. Stroke is a huge, huge problem, especially in, well, let's be honest, this part of the country, it's high, right?
Let's start with the definition of a stroke.
Okay. Don't answer my question. Answer her.
And then go back to his.
Gee whiz.
Who's the boss? That's,
yeah, I need to obviously, her. See, read that up there. If I agreed with you, we'd both be wrong. Put that up there. Yeah. But go ahead. Give us the definition of a stroke.
Well, I thought that was a good place to start.
That's fine.
Okay, so a stroke is, there's two types. There is a stroke that results from a clot in your brain, and there's also one that results from a ruptured blood vessel. The clot-type stroke, or an ischemic stroke, as it's known, is about 85% of them. And the bleed, a lot of people know those as aneurysms, would be the other 15%. So that's the definition of a stroke. You have or those are the causes, I should say. The definition is you have a disruption in blood flow to your brain. And so parts of your brain start to literally die because they have a lack of blood flow and oxygen.
That's bad.
You were talking about the what causes the two different kinds, the one with the aneurysm type bleed or the clot. They're caused by different things?
Well, yes. So okay. You have a lot of risk factors that contribute to the clot type stroke. So as we've discussed, there's our diet in this part of the country. We
yes.
like our biscuits.
Oh, he's
our
back
chicken.
To my question now.
Yeah, now
this
he's
part of the country
John's
is leading, unfortunately, leads the way sometimes with
yeah.
the stroke, right?
Absolutely.
Okay. Go
you
ahead.
Go to the cdc.gov website and just do a search for mm-hmm. stroke facts. You'll find there's a map there that highlights in color the hot areas. And unfortunately, right where we live is the hotbed of
so
the country. So
you're saying we like fried food a lot and stuff like that.
Yeah, I'm sure it's a surprise to everyone.
Yeah,
yes,
yeah.
Frying your eggs in bacon grease and
that and you know, lack of exercise, smoking. There's a number of risk factors that contributes.
All right, so there are ways to if possibly prevent it. I know that sometimes things just happen more with families than others, and it's kind of almost a genetic thing with cancer and things like this can happen that way. You can still fight it as much as you can, but sometimes the genes don't work with you very well.
Right, the DNA is
right, the DNA.
Set. Yes.
But for most everybody, if you'll do these things that you're talking about, it will much lower your risk of having it in the first place, correct?
Absolutely. So if you have high blood pressure, you need to seek a physician's advice, take your medication, keep your blood pressure under control. For all that are overweight, like myself, we need to do better about exercising and, you know, working on our diet, eat more healthy.
Right.
If you're a smoker, you need to quit.
Please quit.
Those are the main ones that we have control over anyways.
All right. We're going to hang around, and when we come back on the next break, we want to talk a little bit about what Anna mentioned on Facebook. If something started happening to me, I want Anna to know what the signs are so that she can call someone immediately.
Instead of running around the building.
And talk about the time factor, because the time factor is huge.
Crucial.
When it comes to things like stroke, heart attack, things like that, obviously, time is of the essence.
Yes, sir.
You know, other things that may not be quite as important, but this is huge, especially with stroke. And even I, being a novice, have heard that. So we'll talk more about that coming up. On the Ping on a Thursday morning. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, the best of most countries right here at 103.9, 98.5, mypigradio.com. It would be local news time, and the local news is brought to you, of course, by our good friends at DeLauder's Grocery Store and Mall. They are your family-owned grocery store, and they've been serving our area since 1977. We had Kyle DeLauder in here yesterday as a friend from the community.
Yes, sir.
And, man, he talked about all the great things going on there. The meat market.
Cheesecake.
The deli, the cheesecake, the restaurant. You need to check them out. They're in Mall, Texas. And they've been around since 1977 for a reason. But they are the new sponsor. But our news, we've already done it a couple of times. Our news now is going to be our guest.
Yes, it is.
From LifeNet. And we got Tina and we got Jared. And they're talking about World Stroke Day, which is today. And we've been talking about the things that that happen to you, how you can prevent it. Let's talk a little bit about what are some of the classic signs that somebody may be in the middle of having a stroke.
Sure. Well, so there's an acronym that we use to teach the general public, and we use it ourselves to keep it all straight, and it's BEFAST, B-E-F-A-S-T. And this is it coordinates with all the symptoms that we're looking for. So the B is balance. If you start having difficulty walking or you feel dizzy, the E is for eyes. So if you start having vision trouble with one or both of your eyes, the F is for your face. And so you, if the patient or if your loved one starts to have a decrease in muscle tone on one side of their face or the other, they'll have kind of a crooked smile. The A is for arm, and so it's really about having weakness on one side or the other, and that may affect their leg as well, the entire side of, well, you know, one side of their body. The S is for what is the S for?
Speech.
Yeah. So it's funny how you can say things three times in the same morning and then forget what you're doing.
I do
so
that every day.
You're trying to say the word pen, but everything else but the word pen comes out.
Absolutely. That was a little pun, by the way. Speech. Yeah.
Okay.
So
we
anyway.
Liked it.
Yeah, speech. And that can be slurred speech, or it can be you're using the wrong words to describe something.
Okay.
And then the T is time. And that's the critical factor with strokes is... you know, every minute you lose up to 2 million neurons in your brain.
2 million.
And, you know, from 1 minute to the next, what that really means is I may not be able to feed myself or I may not be able to bathe myself moving forward. So every minute is critical.
So obviously the quicker you get to the care, the more things that you'll be able to save and the more things you'll probably be able to do once you go through the therapy and all that you have to do. You're cutting down on the bad stuff, helping out the good stuff by making it a timely, quick, and that's why you need to call
and 911.
Ambulance. Yes. 911, a LifeNet.
Absolutely. When you call 911 as opposed to driving to the hospital, We can alert them ahead of time. We can draw blood and start an IV. We can get an assessment done, and it cuts through. It cuts a lot of time off of things that would have to be done after you got to the hospital. We can get those done on the way. They can be prepared to receive you, and we can get you straight to the CT scanner, figure out what kind of stroke it is, and begin treatment immediately. So
yeah, and if you have that certain kind of stroke, as you talked about, I don't know if we talked about it on the radio, but I know we talked about it on Facebook. If you have a certain kind of stroke, you can get that medicine, and that medicine that they can give you can be a huge game changer on, like you say, the functions that you get to keep with you when you go forward.
Absolutely. It's called fibrinolytics. It's just a drug that dissolves blood clots, and there are people that have pre-stroke function. They return completely to normal. So it's an amazing drug, but it's all about time. There's a window, and if we can't get to you but in that window, then you may not qualify for the drug. So it's all about time.
So act fast if you see someone.
Be fast.
Please be fast, because that can be the big game changer, as you mentioned. You guys hang around, because we want to talk about, speaking of being fast and getting you to the hospital, LifeNet, they've got memberships where you can get involved in this, and it really helps you financially if you have to be one of these people that has to ride in an ambulance. I mean,
yes.
it just comes down to dollars and cents sometimes, and they've got a great situation there that you can check out, and we'll talk more about that. Coming up in a few minutes right now, more of the best, most country is right around the corner on the Pig.
The United States, about every 4 minutes, somebody go across the United States.
That's tragic.
That's if you stop and think about that, that's kind of breathtaking. One every 4 minutes in the United States.
Right.
Wow. So several have died this morning.
Yeah, we've been talking. Man,
I don't want to think about
that. Well, unfortunately, I'm thinking about it now. But that shows that it's very important. And trying to cut down those risk factors. And then, like you say, the time management, if you have one, the quicker you get there, the more likely it is they can treat you and save you and give you more function back when it happens. And I love the stories that you tell about the people that, hey, now you can't even really tell they even had a stroke because you got treatment fast. And that's what I want to talk about. Getting treatment fast means don't mess with it yourself. Call 911. Get LifeNet on the way so they can do this. And you've got great, like a membership plan or whatever. I love this every time you talk about it. But talk about how people can get signed up. So if something happens, if you have a situation, you call 911, LifeNet comes, you're kind of covered. So talk about that.
Yeah, so a lot of people are confused or don't understand that EMS service is not free in the community. Mm-hmm. We are a nonprofit agency, but we do depend on people paying for their transports to keep the doors open.
Right.
And so with that said, we don't want people to be surprised by an ambulance bill. Nobody expects to have to pay an ambulance bill to have to go to the ER. And so we have what's called a LifeNet membership. And people can become a LifeNet member on our website, lifenetems.org. Or they can call us, 903-556-0301. We'll talk to them more about it. But basically what it is for $75 a year is our annual discount, or you can pay $7 a month, and you can get a ground membership. If you're ever transported by one of our ground ambulances and your insurance pays a portion of the bill, we accept that payment as payment in full. If you don't have insurance, or believe it or not, a large portion, 20-25% of the time, insurance may deny your claim, and then you're responsible for 100% of that bill. Well, we discount that by 40%, which is a big savings.
Huge.
So for $7 a month, it covers everybody in your household. And, you know, the holidays are coming up. You got grandkids coming in or your
Uncle Joe, aunt, whoever.
If they're at your house and something happens to them and you call 911 and we transport them from your house, they're also covered on your membership. So it's pretty comprehensive. Again, it's not a huge investment. Your donation helps support us in the community and what we do. And at the same time, it gives you that financial peace of mind.
So $75 a year?
$75 a year for ground. Uh-huh. If you want our air coverage, in case you're ever transported on our helicopter or fixed wing, that goes up to $135 a year for ground and air.
That's nothing compared to the bill that you might be getting. And you can either pay it all at once or out of monthly, right?
Correct.
All right. Sounds good. You guys, we're going to hold you over.
Okay.
We're going to hold them over because we want to play a game with them.
All right. Because she has one question to answer for me.
We have to play games. Yes. But anyway, we're going to keep them with us as we continue through this Thursday morning. And more of the best in most country, which is what we play, is coming up. You don't like any of the games, Anna. I don't like that one. I don't like this one.
I like fifth grader.
Oh, you like the fifth grader? Okay.
Yeah.
By the way, this is 103.9985 mypigradio.com, the morning show with John, Anna, and friends. And Millway Credit Union is our morning show sponsor. Arkansas Boulevard, Wake Village, and Ashdown, the three locations in our area. They're stronger, smarter, and sensible. And our guests throughout the 8 o'clock hour, now into the 9 o'clock hour, is Tina and Jared from LifeNet talking about World Stroke Day. And before we play our game, Anna's got a question. She's just been almost... Well, I'm not going to say it.
It's an important question.
She's got an important question. Please ask it.
So, strokes can happen to anyone at any age.
Correct.
Is this correct?
That's correct. A lot of people often think that it's an older person that's going to get it, but it can be any age. You know, we were sharing a story during the break about a guy who was in his late 30s getting ready to run a marathon. He'd been training for it, was eating breakfast that morning before the marathon, and started suffering a stroke in the restaurant. Got to the hospital in time, and... but he was young and healthy, and he didn't fit necessarily the bill of what you would think. So it can happen to anyone. Don't ignore those signs. If you be fast, balance, eyes, face, arm, speech, and time, if you notice any of those, call 911 immediately. Better to err on the side of caution than it be too late.
Yeah, absolutely. And, yeah, I mean, you got some people that are in tip-top shape.
Right.
Some of those people that you see jogging down the street every day. But... they may have a heart attack or a stroke. Sometimes it's genetic. They can be in the best shape ever. eat the best foods ever, and still it can happen to them. So you still have to watch for the signs. Even if they seem athletic and in great shape, okay. It can happen. Okay. Let's play our game.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
She's been wanting to get that question in, by the way, for about 30 minutes, so I'm glad we did that. We're going to play a game, though. It's called Slogan Off. And okay. It's classic edition.
Okay, not the new one.
Not the newer one. Okay. These are classic edition Slogan Off. It's like a product that has a famous jingle or saying.
Right.
And you have to pick what it is, okay?
Okay.
Don't look at the screen because that would be cheating.
We never do.
Now, Jared and Tina are not going to like this first one. I'm just going to tell you. They're not going to like this first one. I bet Jared for sure gets it. Tina might.
She's a little young.
I know.
The same age.
I'm not going there. Okay. Anna, you're in trouble now. Here we go. You fill in the blank. I'd walk a mile for a blank.
Are we supposed to be picking the right answer?
Or you're picking the right answer.
Throw the right answer.
Yeah, this is a classic slogan from a classic product. I'd walk a mile for a blank. It's not a good product. I'll give you that hint. It's a bad product. You've been talking about it this morning. Don't do it. Stop.
Is it a kind of cigarette?
Yeah.
Okay.
We're not walking a mile for
a mile for a camel.
There you go.
Yay, we're winners.
I knew he would get it.
Yeah.
Okay, I think everybody will get this one. When you care enough to send the very best.
That's Hallmark.
Right, cards and
she
stuff.
Was fast on
my
that
My brother
one.
Used to turn over cards to make sure there was a Hallmark on the back. And uh-huh. if there wasn't, he would make my mom so angry because he would call somebody out, like, you did not buy me a Hallmark.
It wasn't a Hallmark.
Oh, my gosh, that's so funny. I love that.
The next one is Think Small. Think Small. This would not be easy.
Is it a kind of car?
It is, Anna.
Okay.
It's a kind of car. I don't know if they make it. Well, they may have started making it again. They used to make it a lot.
All I can think of is Mini Cooper, and that's not right.
Does it have anything to do with the Volkswagen?
There you go.
They
used to have those Volkswagen Beetles.
Right.
Bugs or whatever you call them. But they stopped, and then they started again.
Right.
We try harder.
That's Avis, one of the best marketing campaigns of all time.
We're kind of the Avis around here. We joke about that.
Yes, we are.
Yeah, we're not the Hertz, that's for sure. But we try harder. And the last one, I would not know this one at all. Probably the best lager in the world. And obviously they're talking about drink.
Well, lager is a type of beer.
Yeah,
anyhow.
I don't partake of that.
I have no clue.
I don't either.
Anybody have anything? It's called Carlsberg. You ever heard of that?
Nope. No.
Okay. All right. That's classic edition slogan off. And y'all did quite well.
Yay!
Other than that last one, nobody knew. Y'all aced it.
Everybody on radio yelled it at us.
Just means we're not alcoholics.
I guess that's true.
We don't like the lager.
They're not smoking because it took them a while to get to Camel. Yep. And they're not drinking the lager. So that's good. And she was fast on the Hallmark. All right. Yeah. So very good. All right. Once again, where can they find you guys as far as getting on that plan you were talking about?
So to get a membership, mm-hmm. lifenetems.org or 903-556-0301. And of course, if it's an emergency, 911.
Absolutely. And remember what they said. Time. Time is of the essence if you or a loved one is having a stroke or a coworker. Get that call as quick as you can. Get 911 coming or get 911 on the phone. Get LifeNet coming. The quicker you get to the hospital, the better the result is going to be. Thank you guys so much for coming in. We enjoyed it, and go out there and have a great day.
Awesome.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Right.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening, and be sure to listen for more from JW, Anna, and Friends, Monday through Friday, 6 to 10 a.m. on The Pig.